Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
And she's back from the saddles of bicycling through mountains in some of the most beautiful parts of the Western Cape and the Cape. Liesel van der Westhuizen, how was it?
Africa, I was on the mic, so I wasn't on the saddle. I think being
we
on the mic
was... pretend well enough.
I did get to ride a few of the trails around the beautiful places here in the Western Cape. But congratulations to each and every person that completed the APSA Cape Epic. Grueling 8 days of riding, 600 kilometers, 18,000 meters of climbing. It isn't an easy ride, and you can understand why it's called the most untamed ride or race in the world. So it was fantastic to be part of that. You get up early, start early to be on that start line to encourage all the riders as they leave, welcome them back at night, and then we were shooting a lot of inserts for online with not only the locals, there were 55% local riders, and then the rest were international. So great that our borders are open and there's a chance for our riders to support events like this.
And even better that a South African winner, again, first time since 2012.
Since the late Barry Stunder and Matt Beers, hailing from Turkai in the Western Cape. He was so incredibly proud. And then our ladies, our first African ladies across the line, Mariska Strauss and Candice Lill, were second. Well, and they got to wear the APSA red jersey the entire week, being our African riders. And we'll keep an eye out on a few riders from Kenya next year. They've got their eye on that African jersey. So it's going to be exciting to see. It's in March, so it's just a couple of months away.
Yeah, there was torrential rain, of course, on Friday night into Saturday, which would have made Saturday's leg an interesting experience for the riders.
40 mils of rain, and it was amazing to see, because the riders had the option to leave the village and go to local community halls that were set up, because the Epic team have great mitigation plans. And I think 80% of the field decided to stay in the tents.
In that rain,
and they went out. There was big smiles on their faces, and they went out and they tackled the weather. The internationals love it, because a lot of them come from the Black Forest area. They're used to riding in those conditions. So for them, they had big smiles on the faces, and the South Africans had big wide eyes and the South African cheers that they keep bringing.
Well, thank you very much for your hard work. It was lovely listening to you both in 702 and Cape Talk throughout this week. So very well done. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about an incredible personal trainer that's got a great boot camp happening this weekend. And I thought, let's just highlight who this incredible guy is. We've heard sound bites from Coach Boda before on in the mornings. He often sends us tips and advice, and I thought, you know what, this is a man that gives his time to give us some tips and advice. Let's actually look into who this guy is. And he started and is the owner and founder of CB Health Fitness and Consultancy. Incredibly motivated, he has gone out there, changed lives of so many people. And I'd actually got an email from a listener highlighting the change in her life, and I couldn't find the email quickly enough this morning to give her a shout out to say thank you for that email. He studied personal training in 2013, and he has just gone on to establish amazing things in his community. And I'm talking about the Free State and the Vaal Triangle. So not too far from Joburg, a quick hour and a half to get to the Vaal, and then of course a little bit longer to get to the Free State. And he established one of the biggest fitness events. And because of our level we're in right now, that event is taking place this weekend, which is exciting. Here's some more of the details.
Hello, my name is Mbuti Mthimkhulu, owner and founder of CB Health and Fitness Consultancies, and also Next Level Bootcamps Lifestyles. Well, this year I'm excited to introduce the most first ever Next Level Festival that's taking place on the 29th until the 31st of October 2021. The Friday of the 29th, we're going to have the build-up camp that's building up prior to a fitness session that we're having on a Saturday, and then followed up by a cancer ride that's happening on the Sunday, cycling from Sasolburg to Parys Town. We are taking this opportunity to create awareness against cancer, and also creating awareness against gender-based violence and also human trafficking, and not also forgetting that we're trying to encourage people to get to the vaccination point so that they can get vaccinated, so that we can go back to the normal life that we are used to. If you wish to reach out to me and find out more information about the festival, you can do so by all social media platforms. On Instagram, it's Boda_fitness. You can also find me on Facebook. Facebook page is Coach_Boda. You can also send me a direct message on 0840435630. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
And I think it's just incredible, uplifting his community and highlighting, and the theme this year is living in consistency, highlighting the important role that each and every person in their community, in their organizations, have to maintain a healthy life and assist those around them. So he's reached out to many of the local community companies to sponsor this event, and you can just get hold of him, Coach Boda, spelled boda.co.za. Replies get back very, very quickly, and of course follow on Instagram. An incredible festival highlighting a variety of good causes, but what I also like is it's not for anyone that's an elite or super fast. Doesn't matter how fast or how slow or how fit you are, this fitness festival caters for everyone.
It sounds like, though, you must have a general interest in fitness, because what he was detailing there is no mean feat.
Of course, that cycle, and I was just saying that cycle, it sounds like it's going to be a really nice one, and I know that route is quite a nice, reasonably flat ride. And of course, you don't have to be super fit to you. If you don't get to do the whole distance, that's also okay. And if you can't keep up with the classes or any of the activities, that's okay as well. As long as you're there, as long as you're participating, and of course, just support and incredible cause, riding for cancer, human traffic awareness, and of course the highlights of the importance of having your vaccine.
Exactly. It's going to be a wonderful festival, no doubt. Thank you very much for bringing it to our attention. I hope listeners will go and participate. And it's lovely having you back.
Good to be back. We'll chat tomorrow.
Liesel van der Westhuizen is back tomorrow morning at 20 to 5.